The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Yes, welcome to Friday and the Ryan Tuberty Show. I'm Oliver Callan, minding the shop until the Longfella returns on Monday. Business as unusual until 10 o'clock. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. Yes, it's Friday, which means Callan's Kicks, hashtag self-serving, which is still in production. Lots to do still, but lots going on this week. We'll have the Taoiseach, of course, announcing the whole hell quarantining thing. A great day to clamp down on the scourge of stag parties coming in from Botswana and Hindus coming in from Angola. And of course, pilgrimages from Narnia, I think, but not Legoland. We need to keep them leads to build the children's hospital, which is still on target for its 2027 thingamajiggy. But I'm from Cork going forward anyway. And we've got Leo. He's going to be doing his podcast as well, the Leo Lens. Still hashtag distracted by Leo the Leaks. How dare you? And Eamon Ryan is totally distracted by the barrel of bananas that the Green Party is in this week. And all because of the Shannon elections. It's always the little things in politics, isn't it? You know, literally the thing that no one cares about out there. I think a lot of people forget the Shannon even exists. It's like the press for all the kind of stuff that you wanted to throw away or put in a charity shop. But you think you might get the use out of one last time. Like a Krupp soda stream that you once used. You said you'd use it all the time and you don't. But the Shannon, very much the Krupp's soda stream of Irish politics, with Eamon Ryan, who's the leader of the remains of the Green Party. And I want to be a real boy. So there you go, that's looking forward to that. Yeah, the Shannon, it's just 12 David Norrises basically snoozing, isn't it, Shannon Heron? I've been here for 75 years. I'm 80% mahogany and velvet curtain at this stage. Yes, Mr. Cahillach, didn't even like Ulysses. Quiet, please, now. We're also covering the Claire Byrne live incident, which, of course, had the entire country talking on Monday, and a special little tribute to the Tommy Tiernan show. You know where quiet, meaningful Tommy is there, but he's going to interview loud comedy Tommy. So anyway, I won't go into any more detail. You have to wait until 6:30 this evening on this channel and as on the podcast for your walks across the weekend as well. Actually, on the subject of funny stuff, this is real life comedy now because Gavin Riley of Virgin Media Television said yesterday there were giggles in the Dáil because it turned out the Las Cian Comhairle mistook Fianna Fáil's Paul McAuliffe for his not even vaguely lookalike Sinn Féin's Chris Andrews. We mixed them all up and he got all flustered and the Taoiseach said, I shouldn't be embarrassed because, well, I'm regularly mistaken for the Taoiseach and we look nothing alike. Which is the real thing he said. And lots of people pointing out that it was actually a good line, in fairness to him. Just kind of a bit of comic relief for everything, all the pressures. Actually, apropos of nothing, I want to say thank you to Tony in the legendary Lipton's shop of Clonus, who sent some pumpkin seeds in the post because I mentioned a week ago that I intended to get around to growing some for October eventually. And I thought I was going to run out. I thought I had to be done in March, but actually the back of the package from Lipton's, which sells everything, by the way, up in Clonus in County Monaghan, says I have all the month of April as well. You wouldn't want to be doing much at the minute because there's a bit of a cold snap coming. I'm using, by the way, the how-to YouTube video by Grow It Yourself, GIY.ie. It's an Irish non-profit down in Waterford City. Waterford City, boy. With a bottle of Phoenix, eh, with a cooler. Anyway, so yeah, that brings me neatly on to the subject of the weather, because you might have remembered on, was it Monday or Tuesday, we were discussing, people were down in Cork, were talking about a ring around the moon. Oh my God, is he the ring around the moon? You can see it from Ring of Skiggy. And lots of folklore sayings were kind of pointed out this was a sign of some foul weather to come. And yes, the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal down there, tells us that the country faces snow and hail showers as daytime temperatures are to fall to 5 degrees. So those pagans were right all along. They know stuff. We're going to have a 12 degree drop in temperatures compared with last week, with a risk of snow showers on higher ground. Met Aaron has forecast chilly conditions for the next 24 hours or so, but drier, milder weather is returned next week. The forecasted wintry conditions are the result of cold weather front drawn over Ireland and Northern Europe from the North Atlantic. So ring around the moon and you'll have to spoon to stay warm. There's a rhyme, something. Something in there, anyway. You heard that chat about Mary Lavan Place and dedicating a place named to notable Irish women in history. And you might have heard Ryan a couple of weeks ago talking about the Irish woman who shot Benito Mussolini. This is Violet Gibson, and she came from an Anglo-Irish community, and she attempted to shoot the Italian leader in 1926, but Mussolini moved his head at the last minute, and the first shot grazed his nose when the second misfired. RT.ie tells us that a plaque to the memory of the Irish woman has been formally approved by a Dublin City Council committee. So the memorial to Violet Gibson will be put up at 12 Merrion Square, which was her childhood home. A motion was proposed by independent councillor Manix Flynn and was passed by the Commemoration and Naming Committee. So that's good news. Mind you, Merrion Square must be coming down with plaques. There's plaques on everything, isn't there? The most visited thing, I think, on the street anyway, was that Oscar Wilde statue you used to see. Somebody was always milling around, weren't they? The visitors, they absolutely love it. And even in lockdown times, I remember going over to it, I'm going to go see it now because there'd be nobody there. And there was always someone knocking around. It's really well done. Gorgeous statue. Yes, of course. I was an expert at that. No, stop. Stop, Mr. Norris. That's enough. Joe Biden was out and about yesterday. He gave his first press conference since becoming president. It's kind of like, taking it nice and slow. God, they should take a leaf out of that book over here. We're trying to stop them doing press conferences every 5 minutes here. But I actually tuned into it, and he was Joe Biden, He lost his train of thought quite a bit. But in his defence, there is a train of thought at least happening compared to the previous. Anyway, he was asked in the press conference about the plight of migrants at the US-Mexico border. Huge issue again. And lots of unaccompanied children arriving at the border. It's a bit of an issue. He basically said Kamala Harris. Kamala has to do it now. So it's kind of like, whoa. That's a short straw. Although he did call her President Harris last week, which was, she was sitting there going, she did her cackling thing. She's a very iconic cackle. Anyway, he was asked about the plight of migrants, many of whom are housed in overcrowded detention facilities. And his answer was interesting in, I suppose, the context of the UK-US special relationship. Have a listen.
When my great-grandfather got in a coffin ship in the Irish Sea, expectation was he going to live long enough on that ship to get to the United States of America? But they left because of what the Brits had been doing. They were in real, real trouble. They didn't want to leave, but they had no choice. So I can't guarantee we're going to solve everything, but I can guarantee we can make everything better.
Doesn't hold back, does he? It's one of those moments where he thinks, oh, this is a private conversation. It's because of what the Brits are doing. Do us when they were burning all the potatoes. Speaking of potatoes, Tato Park is to build a new roller coaster after planning bosses gave the go-ahead, according to the Irish Mirror. A huge roller coaster, the Mirror tells us, will be built in Tato Park. 15 million. Coaster 2021 is the project in that attraction up in Ashburn, County Meath, because we only have one theme park really in Ireland, and it's dedicated to a giant deep-fried salted potato. So, anyway, Ray Coyle, who's the owner, he's promised any noise by passengers will be drowned out. So they approved it after 28 months. I do love the Cuchulainn. Cuchulainn, yes, it's the wooden roller coaster. I think this is the biggest wooden roller coaster in Europe. It sounds like it could be the only one. But and if you're into roller coasters, which I am, the wooden thing, everyone goes, it's made of wood. You couldn't go. No, it's like it kind of bends and rattles attractively for those of us on the on the roller coasters. So they'll have to have a new one, and they'll have to give it a good Irish name as well. I doubt Coaster 2021 is the thing. Anyway, Tato Park, by the way, still Irish owned, even though Tato is owned by the Germans, isn't it? A bit like the way Jameson Irish whiskey is owned by the French, Guinness is owned by the Brits, and so on. There's nothing left really at this stage, is there? Anyway, there we go. Speaking of the Brits, actually. Yeah, the Brits. What are they doing now? They're such... Joe, be easy now. We're getting along with them. They're not moving away from us. The Tory MP, Sir Charles Walker, announced a bizarre protest. He was obviously voting against the latest lockdown restrictions in the United Kingdom. And it's a bit mad. Anyway, Sir Charles Walker, MP from Bishop-upon-Waitrose or something like that. He's one of many Conservative backbenchers who rebelled against the extension. But they were defeated anyway. And he said, he had a bizarre pledge, shall we say, about what he's going to do as a protest. Let's have listened to Sir Charles.
Now, Madam Deputy Speaker, my protest, as I said, will be about none of those things. It will simply be about the price of milk. And as I said, for the next few days, I will have that pint on me. It will be of symbolic importance to me. And at the end of the day, it will be warm, it will have separated, and I can choose whether to drink it or pour it away, because it will be robbed of its refreshing elegance by the time it's been in my pocket for 12 hours. And if I pour it away, that might cause people some concern, but it doesn't matter, because it's my pint of milk and it's my protest. And I'm not seeking people's acclaim, endorsement, yes, or yes, support yes.
No,
in my protest.
No idea what he's talking about, but he's going to walk around with milk. What an honourable chap. Very, very honourable. And actually, Boris Johnson might have something. I would salute the right honourable gentleman on his protest, which will expose the absolute trouserlessness of this government's response to the pandemic. But I'm afraid the most Tories are, in fact, lactose, are intolerant. Yes, in fact, we're intolerant of many, many things, such as people from Liverpool, low-carb diets. Being intolerant of things is how you get into the Conservative and Unionist Party, and we are very proud of that in the United Kingdom. I wish you well in his curdlesome, milky bar kid, cream egg protest. Thank you very much, Mr. Boris Johnson. Which reminds me again of the story we were talking about yesterday, when you think of Boris Johnson, because, you know, penises basically come to mind, micro-penises, because we heard Aaron Brockovich, a new book, saying that pollution in the atmosphere is causing human penises to shrink, according to scientists. And Greta Thunberg got in touch on Twitter when she saw the Sky News flash about this, and she just tweets, "See you all at the next climate strike." Let's leave that one there. 51551 is the text. ryan@rte.ie is the email. And don't forget, the clocks are changing at the weekend because everyone says, what is it? It's spring forward, fall back, which kind of annoys me because obviously it's an Americanism, fall back. But it still works, doesn't it? But so why do we frantically try to remember the change of clocks twice a year? What's all that about? Oh, by the way, before I get into that, I should tell you, daylight saving time, it begins at 1 a.m. on Sunday, the 28th of March. And so at 1 a.m. you put your clock forward, it becomes 2 a.m. magically, and it doesn't change again until Halloween. Anyway, don't need to care about that for the moment. So RTE.ie is asking, why does it happen? Under EU law, all member states, all the clocks go back on the last Sunday in October. Yes, we know this. They also do it in America and in Canada, but they've done it a few weeks ago, so slight time changes now. But countries like China, Japan and India don't follow it. So how did this all begin? I find this very interesting. Well, a British man named William Willett, backed by Winston Churchill, this is all pre-World War I, suggested the idea to make the most of the natural light. He wanted more time to enjoy the outdoors in the evenings and told the British government that Londoners were wasting much of the summer light asleep. But the Brits, they didn't like it. They didn't listen to the idea, didn't like it, rejected the idea. But it came up again after he died when countries were trying to reduce their demand for coal in World War I by gaining more daylight hours. So while his country was slow to take him up on the idea, the Germans decided to try it out in 1916 to allow for more light while they worked. And then that spread to other European countries, to Russia, the US. And after the war, they kept up the tradition, except for those aforementioned countries. And we get a statement every year because the Minister for Justice, I think, is also the Minister for Time, which reminds me of Alan Shatter, who was always a very good Minister for Time. Hello, I'm the Minister for Time. Because there's something of the night, isn't there? Yes, Alan Shatter, remember all that? Now, superhero news, very important. Derry Girls news. Or if you're listening in from the GUP, we could give all sides after that debate. London Derry Girls, as Arlene Foster would call it. Saoirse Monica Jackson, who's the star, the lead actor, if you like, Erin Quinn on the hit show. She's actually from Derry Donegal area herself. She's landed a role in the upcoming DC Comics film, The Flash, alongside Ben Affleck. Oh, that's a pity for her. But anyway, she's in The Flash and Ron Livingston. And the comic book adaptation based on The Flash, who uses superpower speed to save the world. That's coming out in November 2022. So a huge role for Saoirse Monica Jackson there. Actually, another superhero news. Helen Mirren is going to be in the superhero film. That's the headline I'm seeing here. She's a 75-year-old woman. So this is a great chance to showcase that being a superhero isn't just about being young and at Olympic levels of fit. Oh, wait. Oh, she's playing the villain. They were so close to making a statement there, weren't they? Now, meanwhile, Prince's ashes, according to entertainment.ie, they're going on display for his fifth anniversary, apparently, in Minneapolis. So you can go see it, apparently. The Music Icon's anniversary is approaching, and they're grimly putting his ceramic urn on display in Paisley Park with his famous symbol on the top of it. Now, this could be a problem if you're an Irish Prince fan, because, you know, you're at a checkpoint. And do you know that visiting graveyards, you can go over the 5 kilometres. It's an essential visit. Yeah, you go to a graveyard and you can break the 5 kilometre limit to visit that. So you're at the checkpoint. The guard says, where are you going? And you just say graveyard, because that's the exemption, you know. And you're going to visit someone who's very dear to you. You don't have to. It just so happens that your chosen graveyard is in Minnesota and so on. No, get away with that. Or sure, if you wanted a holiday away from the family, you could just go up to Dublin Airport and just shout, whoa, just home from Malawi. What a trip that was. And you'd be sent off into a hotel, 1850, free meals, you know, and you get 2 weeks in a hotel there, full quarantine. Should you have a great time? 51551 is the number for the texting. And yes, we have a Just Eat competition, but I'll tell you all about it after this song, because you now have to dance. Dance like you're Joe Biden trying to get up the steps of a plane. That's what you're probably going to look like. Good morning. That's the great Diana Ross. No relation to Shane Ross.
Good Ross. It was Upside Down. Great song. I sometimes get upside down when I'm doing my yoga in the morning, yes.
Sorry, because sometimes when you go into a character, it's hard to get out of them again. You find no escape from Shane Ross. Is this right? No, David Norris. 51551 is the text number. The term fall has always been used here in the farming folk in rural Cork. Maybe the Yanks got it from us, says Breda. And yeah, but then we kind of claim a lot of dubious things, don't we? I've already told my family I plan to go to the airport and tell them I'm back from South Africa if this lockdown goes on much longer, says Jacqueline. Yeah, you've loaded a list of places going. I'm just in from Lesotho and French Guiana. Very common. Adam asks, is this the last time we change the clocks? Is it not an EU thing? Yes, Adam, well, let me put it straight by reading it out from this RT.ie story, which I forgot to do. On March 26, 2019, the European Parliament voted in favour of removing daylight saving time permanently from 2021. The decision was based on an EU-wide survey which saw the vast majority of respondents indicate they would like to scrap the process. It was somewhat skewed, as 70% of all responses came from Germany. Blah, bloody Jerry's. Followed by France and Austria, where the vote and survey are not final and would have to be discussed with EU member states before becoming EU law. The last clock change was due to take place now. This was supposed to be the very last one, but the proposal has taken a backseat as the world copes with, I don't know if you've heard, but the thing that's going around, the virus-y thing. So it's the EU. I mean, they just will talk and they will talk and they will talk some more. And but yeah, it potentially could be the end of it. Okay, yes, we have a competition. Just Eat. Did somebody say Just Eat? Ireland's leading food ordering and delivery app is giving you the chance to win a €50 gift card. To enter, dial the number 1850 715 900, 900 that is. Simply tap the app and support your favourite local takeaway delivered straight to your door, contact free. So there you go, Just Eat, 1850 715 900 to win £50 so you can eat yourself silly over the weekend. It's over 25 past nine, so we're going to take a break back after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, they were loving Michelle Dunn on the text, 51551. That girl is such a breath of fresh air. It's wonderful to hear another successful and accomplished woman who doesn't play the gender card. She and Rachel Blackmore are examples of what hard work and ambition can achieve, says Mary Carroll in Dungarvan. Also, I was minded, because I heard in the ads there, Sonia O'Sullivan, who's another successful and accomplished woman. And she's also from Cove, very importantly. Carmel says, this woman is a great advert for the army, the Ogla na hÉireann Defence Forces there. I totally agree with that. That girl is impressive. Comes across as warm, articulate and an inspiration to any young person who finds themselves in a flux, says Paula. Yeah, she nearly make you feel bad for whining about anything, because she gets up and she does it and she does loads of things.